Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a really disturbing development in Michigan, and it really is projecting what's going to happen statewide. And, you know, Michigan, come on, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana. You know, you think of the Midwest, and you think of basic honesty, decency. Some are Republicans, some are Democrats, but basically the heartland of America. Michigan, Wisconsin, not that different. Michigan's a little bigger. But this is amazing what's happening over there. The Michigan Republican Party has not only gone full frontal Trump, but what they are doing is installing conspiracy theorists at the election organization and counting level. Now, by way of background in Michigan, in the various constituencies, the various jurisdictions, there are a board of canvassers, and two are Republicans and two are Democrats. Each one proposes three for the two positions, and then you can screen out the occasional nut, presumably. So you can say, well, I don't want that particular Republican, so the other two get in, and ditto with the Democrats. In Wayne County, that's Detroit, there was a canvasser named Monica Palmer. She was a Republican. She's the one, you've read about it, voted not to certify Biden's win in her district, which was overwhelming, obviously, in Detroit, and it tipped the whole state. And she withheld her vote. When she withheld her vote, and they only had two of the four votes, they only had the two Democrats, two Republicans wouldn't go along with it, it looked as if Detroit's might not be certified. Therefore, Trump would have won the state. They would have had to end up in court and take a long time. She finally relented and voted to certify the vote, and it went through. However, initially, there was a true right-wing Republican nut who had some jurisdiction in that district, and the Republican Party was showing her, sent her emails saying, oh, you did a great job, stay tough, blah, blah, blah. The minute she voted to certify, he sent her another email that said, immediately quit all your Republican posts and never show your face again. Okay? And then she was not re-nominated, and so she's out. And three Republicans now have been nominated who are all conspiracy theorists on the 2020 election. I've got to read you one of the statements of one of them that she sent out after the November 3rd, 2020 election, but before the January Georgia runoffs. Remember the Georgia January runoffs? And before, obviously, the January 6th insurrection at the counting of the votes, the ceremonial counting of the votes in Congress. Here's what she said. Now, this is a person who will be counting votes in Detroit next time. Okay. Quote, dear Mr. President, this is to Trump. 80 million of us want you to use the military to intervene in Biden's victory and in the upcoming Georgia races. By that, she meant the runoffs in January. This is before those runoffs. And use the Insurrection Act to scrap the Georgia runoff and the meeting of the Electoral College so that military tribunals can first be set up to properly investigate the cyber warfare election issue. This is a statement of a woman who will be one of the people overseeing the certification of Detroit's votes in 2022 and 2024. What do you think she will do? Somebody says that 80 million of us, Mr. Trump, want you to use the military to intervene in Biden's victory and in the upcoming Georgia runoffs and use the Insurrection Act to suspend the Georgia elections, the runoff, and the meeting of the Electoral College, use the military, so that military tribunals can be set up to properly investigate the cyber warfare election issue. Now, there are military tribunals in North Korea, in Myanmar, in, well, Russia doesn't need them because it's an organized crime state and Putin is the head of organized crime. But they'll have military tribunals in autocratic governments in the Middle East, in Africa, in Asia, not in the United States, and not in Michigan, not in Michigan. You could say psychologically, how in God's name did a woman in Detroit and in Michigan, a state so similar to Wisconsin, but very, very different in political and cultural traditions, it turns out, could write something like that. And right now, look like she's going to be the one who's going to be counting these votes. Who in the United States, in the present day and age, could write a letter to the then president and say, use the military to stop an election, set up military tribunals, stop. They wouldn't have needed an insurrection on January 6th. Stop the certification, have the military do it. Push the Congress people out, get them out of the Congress, forbid them from meeting, and have the military decide this. What they don't understand is the tradition of separation of the military from government in this country after the separation of church and state is probably one of the most important things we've done. Separation of church and state is the most important thing we've done. But secondly, having a military controlled by civilians. The military is not controlled by civilians in much of Africa, part of Latin America, some parts of Asia. And these people are not elected. We have people who are good people. If you take a look, if you've ever gone to the military academies in Annapolis, West Point, the Air Force Academy in Colorado, the Coast Guard Academy, Merchant Marine Academy, all of these have a military function and their officers have it ingrained in them that they're subject to civilian control. That is the power of our democracy. Some of them were admirals and generals, end up as secretaries of defense and that kind of thing. And that's fine. Secretary of State, like Colin Powell. But that's all in a political process that's transparent and they have to be confirmed by the Senate. You have a lowlife over there. You have these people that have crawled out from under a rock and have urged the president to use the military to shut down elections and convene tribunals to decide who won. That is what you have. That is what you have over in Michigan. In 2022, we have got to be vigilant, and I know we will, in the Democratic Party, ready to go into court at the drop of a hat. You're going to see some Republican judges who'll go along with this. But I'm confident that most won't. And I don't know that there's any Republican on a court of appeals, federal or state, in this country who would do something like that. And even this particular Supreme Court, 6-3, Republican to Democrat, people like John Roberts, people like, you know, Gorsuch and Thomas, I am concerned about. But Kavanaugh, Amy Comey Barrett, and some of the others, you get mad at them, different issues. They are not going to turn over the elections of this country to the military. But be very aware of what's going on. And that is in Michigan. That's not in Texas. That's not in Mississippi. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.